In the ending, when we were landing, I said, I don't know your name, sir, but tell me all these arguments I raised with you, do you agree? He laughed and he said, yes, I agree. I took out my hand, I said, thank you. He said, my name is Bruce, and I do a lot of business with Muslims. In the ending, that's what he told me. So, you must never apologize for Islam and never compromise for Islam. Remember that lesson. That is the biggest thing, tragedy we're going through today. So my brothers, what is going on? The Jews, see, where is their president? You know their president. Israel has a president, his name Katzef. Where is Katzef? The Israelis love rifles. He couldn't look after his own rifle, he raped some woman, he's laying in jail. You understood? President of Israel, Katzef. You go ask any Jutla, he'll tell you. Their prime minister, Olmert, he said, shoot these Palestinians, just kill them. Today, he's in jail. Former president, former prime minister, all in jail. They kill one wali of Allah, the founder of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, rahimahullah, paraplegic, neck downwards. They sent the F-16 when a man emerged from the masjid after Fajr. For 8 years, Allah put Sharon in Sakarat. من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنت بالحرب حديث البخاري الشريف. You behave enmity against a friend and wali of mine, I declare war against you. What is this all going on? Remember that they want the Palestinians to move out, ethnic cleansing. They want the back portion of Aqsa, which some of you, I'm sure you've been there, and where the Qubbatu Sakhra is, openly they say it now. We're going to demolish this and replace it with Haikal-e-Sulaimani. So what they did in Masjid Khalilur Rahman in 1994, 15th Ramadan, when Baruch Goldstein, a Jew from South Africa, know your history, South Africans. Baruch Goldstein, South African, Jew went. He entered Masjid Khalilur Rahman. Fajr time, 800 brothers reading Salat. And he popped the gun and he shot 29 of them, died immediately. It was a Saturday, I stood up in the masjid in Newcastle. Maulana and them were still studying. 94, you were still there. So I stood up in a town masjid because I heard it there, and I rushed to the town masjid. I said, let me go make the announcement there. Everybody must start reading. And the death toll, 70 Muslims passed away. Masjid Salah. Some injured, some succumbed to the injuries after a few days and so forth. So you must remember this. The tragedy, brothers, is that we don't know what our priorities are. Now I did Q&A for Voice of the Cape. Now I don't know what they're going to ask. So he says, Mufti, this brother says, he never makes dua. Allah Ta'ala wrote everything down, so why must I make dua? You see, all the shaitan was waswasa. So I told, what are the virtues of dua? Then I said, brother, go read Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the last verse. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْ لَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you don't make dua, then even I don't bother about you. Brothers, be honest, when last we cried for Gaza? Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Gaza in the year 150. Imam Shafi'i entered Egypt 199. Imam Shafi'i passed away 204. Imam Shafi'i became Hafiz at the age of 7. Imam Shafi'i by Hatat Mu'tah Imam Malik when he was 10 years old. Who's there to tell the world all these things? Go ask Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, who's a Shafi'i. They ask his celebrated student, his greatest student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, tell us about your Ustad Shafi'i. He said, you ask me of Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris. A Shafi'i ka shamsi li dunya. How the sun illuminates the world. Shafi'i came, Muhammad Idris rahimahullah, he illuminated. I'm 57, he was 54 years old when he passed away. He illuminated the whole world with his knowledge. See, brothers, that is the history of Gaza. He was 2 years old. His mother took him away from Gaza and then took him to Makkah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lineage, when you go, you find Hashim. Some Hashim, you guys have no Hashim? What's the meaning of Hashim? Hashim means baker, make bread and all this. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great-grandfather, Hashim, is buried in Gaza. For Jutlas, what it means? They bomb everything. So you must understand what is our history. Israel is placed there by America and Britain. You saw what George Galloway said to the British Parliament last week? I told him, Bruce, this white guy, I said, there's a gentleman, he's not a Muslim, as far as we know, Allah knows best, but I told him he's not Muslim, that because George Galloway said you can have this little, what homosexuality, and it is very, anyway. So, I said, you go to his website and you'll get all his lectures, you listen to it with an open mind. So he said, okay, I'll do that. I said, you heard of George Galloway? So he kept quiet, he didn't answer. So anyway, that George Galloway in British Parliament last week, 2 weeks ago, he said, I'm addressing you, the House. Who gave Arthur Balfour the right to take another person's land and to give it to another person? And we, the British Parliament, we were the one who did all this transfer. We oversaw all that. It is time for the British Parliament to address this issue and correct that error they did in 1948. Then Muslims will help Israel. See, that's a tragedy. And you find one, two countries, this, that. Under Mursi, Hafiz, Dr. Mohammed Mursi, is in jail. Sisi is Ibnul Yahudiyah. His mother is a Jew, Jewess. He himself is half Jew also. Last week there was a cartoon about him. I don't know if anybody of you picked it up in the Arabic newspapers. They opened the Baytullah, the Kaaba for him. So we went also with Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now when you go inside the Kaaba, you can read anywhere. So he asked his chamchas, his spies, Ainal Qibla. I suppose half the crowd didn't understand the joke also. How simple we are also. He's inside the Kaaba and asking them, where's the Qibla? Understood? So this is the buzruks we got, bush crooks. You understand? So anyway, brothers, you must remember these things here. Mursi, 1 year he ruled. He made sure in that bombing of 3 weeks, 4 weeks, they genius, these Palestinians. That the Israelis, what they are, what they are, this, they only destroyed 31 tunnels. Osama Hamdan and came from CII. Alhamdulillah, this is one thing, not because I, but this is the truth. That we have very good contact with all these guys. And every day we speak about something else. That's very good, Alhamdulillah. So anyway, Osama Hamdan and them said, what the 31 tunnels? We made 1,000 tunnels underground there. Understood? So from Egypt, they used to, under Morsi's time, thousands of arms used to go through. So they well prepared. The only way the cowards is Israelis, just like the Americans. They can only hit from the top. If they come on the ground, with all their sophistication, they send 300 of their soldiers straight to hell. For what Israel wanted the ceasefire? They wanted the 3-day ceasefire. Hamas got all their arms. Shahadat for us is an honor. For them to lose one soldier is $1 billion. Because it's not ordinary. From small, they groom them and all these things. So brothers, you must understand. And let me make one thing clear. You must forget this Abu Mazin. You know Abu Mazin? Abu Mazin, in the Arab world, they call him Abu Mazin. And that side, we call it, in the world, they call him Mahmoud Abbas. Mahmoud Abbas is not even a Muslim. Mahmoud Abbas is a Baha'i. Imagine the shame and disgrace of this ummah. How are we going to face Nabi alayhi salam? That we allow Masjidul Aqsa to be negotiated by a Baha'i. Is that not a shame and a disgrace for the Ummah and for the Muslim countries? That is. We need to understand what's going on. So that is the side. Come to Iraq quickly, because every day you've got somebody got question. Well, there's ISIS and them in Daesh, in all that they call them, you know, the Daesh and so the Dawlatul Islamiyah and all this type of thing, little Iraq and all. So anyway, that we say they are, so that Bruce, I told him these are your agents. It's nothing to do with Islam, this. So we believe that the agents working either for Israel, either for America, either for Britain, they'll kill few this and all that, take Islam's name. So the war is on against Islam. Yuriduna an yutfi'u nur Allah bi afwahihim. So we need to be very careful, brothers. Who, you see, There's a lack of leadership. Now, when anybody makes noise, people just want to join him. Sayyidina Ali was a linguist par excellence, Arabic language. He heard one saying, "Kullu na'arin yuttaba." Every person who can shout slogans, he'll get a lot of followers. You understand? So these chaps here, they look for somebody, nice name, Abu Bakr Baghdadi. Make him the Khalifa. And this type of thing. Remember, there's nothing to do with Khilafat. Islam never allows you, just go, anybody oppose you, you kill them. Muslim or non-Muslim, how can you do that? So the aim is to tarnish Islam. You must remember these things. So end of the day, brothers, now what? We can do 4 or 5 things. We can make dua. We can go to these areas, take some help, humanitarian help, all these things. Third thing is that we start reading, iqra, serious reading, not now Mickey Mouse reading and all these things. Fourth one, we must remember that watch out with whom we affiliate ourselves. Today, this, you take South Africa today. The emails I get, I can't believe myself, I was out of the country for four weeks, I was gone there, and before that I was gone for 2 weeks, Sri Lanka and Malaysia and all that. So brothers, there I don't see all these emails and all that, traveling. So anyway, you just see the absolute confusion going on. So remember that we have to do what we know is correct. Join, do 3 things. Join the ulama, al-haq. Number 2, that you join the tabligh jamaat, you join the khanka, you do whatever you want to, what is suitable, but make sure we are connected to somebody. Otherwise, this morning also I answered one email. The lady writes, they say, Mufti Saab, I know of so many girls have joined the modeling school, the music industry, and I am telling you, they are out of the fold of Islam already. See, even they feeling it, our own sisters, going into such things. It can happen to our daughters, our sisters. Only Allah can protect us, brothers. So I beg you, I urge you, be very careful what signal message we are sending to our children, to our new generation. Everything now is free, you know. So everything is legal. What Argentina is, what Brazil is, what more haram children than halal, more illegitimate than legitimate. So now it's happening here already. So Allah Ta'ala alone can protect us, but we must show like Hazim, rahimahullah, our devotion, dedication. So Allah Ta'ala accept us all. Allah Ta'ala make hifazat of iman. Okay, quick brothers, anybody got questions? Fire up anything. My name is AK Hussein. Don't make now AK-47 and I-57 now. I don't want no organization's name, no country's name, nothing. You want to ask, you can ask any question. But don't say what you say are this and this. You want to ask anything, you ask. I got no problem with that. But don't take anybody's name, no person, no organization. It's fine. Ask whatever you want. Gee, quickly, brothers, anybody. If you ask direct, you don't want to give Maulana's number, then you will make all uplang questions. You know? Yeah. Huh? Technology, they say. Gee, Haji Sahib, you better start, I think. What I did, I'm Musafir. One person I gave lecture, so he said, Mufti, what have you did? I said, I'm Musafir, I don't have to read for also. So, gee. Allah Ta'ala says, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Allah Ta'ala did not burden any person more than his ability. That person can manage working, going to shop, going to sale, all that, then he can read 20 rakats tarawih. And if he can't, you know, do anything, he can just read Isha and Witr, then he must do that. But we can't say now that he can do all his worldly things, but now for tarawih he want another discount. Don't work like that. Jumma ghusl is sunnah, it's not farz. So, if you can make the ghusl and with that bag and what have you, if you can cover it or whatever, that portion don't get wet or whatever, it's fine. It's not a problem. Yeah. It's fine. No problem. It's fine. No problem. Gee, come quick, brothers. Any questions? Quick, not when I'm walking out now. We must still go have supper, you know. So, there. Then you come whisper in my ears and all. Anything, the floor is open. Ask whatever you want. I give you all 5, 10, 15 minutes, Maharaj, no problem. No questions. I see in today's paper they gave him discount. But a beautiful country, mashallah. Think about it, you 2-3 families go there, put up a masjid. Allah Ta'ala make it our sadaqah jariyah. Jee, anything else? Come quick, brother. No questions? Finish? Huh? Your people's Moana. Where's that Nizam? Nizam, eh? Where's Nizam? Oh, he's not there. So when I saw Abdul Ghani, I said, Nizam is your brother. He said, yeah, mashallah, he's doing very well there and everything. And where he is, I didn't go there because no time and all that. So anyway, that the ulama, you'll know him, so I just take his name. So anyway, what's your name? How's father? Allah gives. No, Abdul Ghani is top, he's very well. All of them are doing well, mashallah. They get with such himmat, courage, Allah Ta'ala make it easy. Okay, we can make dua finish? Everybody? Huh? No question. Ji. Bilkul. Bilkul sahi farmaya. For those brothers who didn't understand Urdu, our brother raised a nice good point. He said that when we were, I mentioned that what's happening now in Iraq and all those places, that he asked me one question, this Bruce. I told him, ask whatever you want. He said, where the Kurds fit in all this? I said that I don't know how much you know about Islam. I said the Kurds are Sunnis, they're not Shia, and they are there because they want their autonomy and they're entitled to it. So that is, so I was explaining to him that. Our brother here mentioned in Urdu, he said that I mentioned the word agent. That these are the agents of the West and they are causing so much problems and to tarnish the image of Islam, distort the entire image of Islam. So the brother says this happened already in time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, and it's true. That time also there were agents and everything. They used to use, last week khutbah, Sheikh Sudais gave, he mentioned the same thing. He said from time of the Khawarij, they used to use the slogans of Quran, Inil hukmu illa lillah. That only the rule of Allah, no arbitration and all these things here. So, Sayyidina Ali used to say, Kalimatu haqqin, the verse you are quoting is the truth. Wa iradatul batil, but the interpretation you are making, that is null and void, is false. So, the 100% we agree with the brother, that the agents were from that time already. So, remember from time of Nabi alayhi salam also, there were spies and nurses and all these type of things. So each one of us should know, therefore I mentioned to you, that be very careful with who we mingle, with who we associate, with who become affiliated to. Because instead of listening properly, we just start practicing on emotions and we create bigger problems and this type of thing. Okay, brothers, it's been for 9 o'clock. Oh, yeah, the questions are coming. Ji. No, alhamdulillah. When I was there, the Amir from, I forgot to tell you, the Amir from Chelli came, Abdullah Saud. He's also an Ajib story. Subhanallah, if you listen to his story, how he came and so forth. So the work of Dawat Tabligh, mashallah, is doing excellent work there. And from here also, mashallah, if you can go, you must join. Ji, somebody had their hand up there. Ji. We must remember that as far as the Arab countries go, I just told you just now that majority of them will have to look at the White House first. Then they'll take decisions. Nobody will take decision. Now see, for us it's disgrace actually. When you meet Hamas, you meet Palestinians, they will tell you Iran is helping us. It's not a smack in our face. We got how many Sunni countries, but they say, no, Iran is helping us. You understand? And Iran always uses that as a propaganda. It suits them fine. When I was in Iran last year, and I was discussing with one, two of them, oh, you meet, and say, no, we're not like this. See how we help Palestine. So they are helping, it suits them fine. They use it very well as a propaganda tool as well. They are helping to a certain extent, but they take so much mileage out of this thing. So the point is this, as long as we're going to fear America, fear White House, fear this one, fear that one, we can't take now. I gave a talk, some of you, Molana never present. So, for the ulama and the students, in the starting I just told the youngsters, I said, see, three things you need. Ask yourself what you're doing here in this Darul Uloom. What is your intention? You can't just come without intention. You must have an intention. Second, what is your aim and objective? You play soccer, you want to score goals. You want to play cricket, you want to bowl a batsman out, whatever. What is your goal? What is your objective? You must know that. You can't just be enrolling and just now, I'll make istikhara after 5 years. And it don't work like that. We must know what we're doing. And third thing, and this is a weakness, and I told, I travel to all these countries and I see this weakness is glaring in our eyes. Tell the ulama are not independent. Then maneuvering becomes very difficult. Because we got this family, we got this organization, we got, and now we are under them. And because we affiliate with the rich, so we have to dance to their tune and all that. I said, that is a big, big downfall. You must maintain your independence wherever you are. Once you can do that, then you don't have to fear anybody. You speak the truth. People like, don't like, it's not our business. You must remember these things. Jutlas, how many times they warned us, warned me. And Alhamdulillah, after that we went to Palestine, we went to the border, and I knew they wouldn't allow me. They said, get out from here. We say, we'll come back, inshallah. So we must never fear. You must remember these things here. And be independent. Never now. No, this Baji gave me 1,000 rand, 10,000, 100,000. Now we can't speak again. That is what's happening in the Muslim countries. Very sadly. Therefore, they don't say Mufti, they say grain mufti. Before he gives the fatwa, you have to give a grain also. You understand? So that is the whole thing. It's very sad, but it's the reality. Chalo bhai, ji, do. Ji, Haji sahab, I get the most wala there. Libya. Remember, Allah alone knows what will happen, but two things I'll tell you. This whole mess will only get sorted out properly when Hazrat Mahdi comes, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. But we must not adopt a defeatist attitude. We can't be giving up hope and this type of things and say, no, just leave it. Whatever we can do. Allah is not going to question that about him and him. What you did, I gave you so much money, I gave you so much energy, I gave you so much this. You understand? I don't want to, but now you took it out, so I just... Last week I was in Trichat. So one Maulana came to me, he said, I want to tell you a story. I said, I'm listening. He said, yeah, there's one Hindu or Tamil or something. So Allah alone knows by mistake he caught your tafsir. You understand? Hindu. Yeah, they listen to the radio. So every day he start listening. He said, well, this chap is speaking a lot of sense. This thing here, our ideas, is something crooked in them. You understand? Subhanallah, so I didn't even know. You see, it happened a long time ago. So they say that person now became Muslim in a village. So we must take the message. You must remember. People are thirsty for what they tango and dancing the whole night and all this thing. They do not know better. They want their peace. They want us. We have to give them the best replacement. And the best replacement is Islam. They fed up with their own religion. So we must take Islam. We have the best, we have to share it with the rest. That is our duty. Remember? Any way we can do it, as long as it's permissible, so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Chalo brothers, now I'm also tired. So make dua, inshallah. Make dua for South America and all of them, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين والمظلومين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم في غزة يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصرهم في العراق وفي افغانستان وفي بلاد الشام وفي كل مكان يا حي يا قيوم. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت، اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.